We turn now to reporter Audie Cornish. She's had a ringside seat from the foot of the Lincoln Memorial since early this morning. Hi, Audie.
Hi, Tony.
You know, you're pretty far from the action that took place on the Capitol steps. What was the reaction like where you are?
Well, over here on the furthest westernmost end, almost of the Potomac River, is the Lincoln Memorial. And, you know, I asked a few people here the same question of why would you be here if you're going to come this early and instead of going down where it's closer? And they said, you know, at the footsteps of the great emancipator, this is the place to be on this day for the first African-American president. And it was interesting because even after the speech was done and lots of folks were heading straight to the parade route, there was a line, a sort of mini pilgrimage of folks who were headed up to the Lincoln Memorial, and they were there taking pictures and just sort of taking in the day, and also going to one of the walls and reading Lincoln's inaugural address as well.
You know, we know that they couldn't see the Capitol steps from that location. Perhaps they could see the Jumbotron. How well could they hear the actual inauguration speech?
You could hear very well, and most people were crowded to this side of the reflecting pool where the Jumbotron was. So on this end, it may have been a little bit delayed, but there was certainly give and take sort of reaction to the words of Mr. Obama in his speech. In particular, when I asked people what they responded to from the speech, I had more than one person say, you know, the idea of, quote, sort of picking ourselves up and dusting ourselves off. That phrase and that the way that was put really meant something to the folks that I talked to here, who felt as though this was a time that they felt as though the president was actually calling them to service and to participation. And that was the thing I noticed the most in the folks I talked to after.
It really appeared, again, on television, watching it, that everyone was paying very close attention. You were right up there with the people. Were they really rapt by what was taking place and what was being said?
Oh, complete and total silence. I mean, honestly, once Aretha Franklin stepped on stage, people were completely rapt. A lot of folks had been out here since 6 in the morning. I mean, this was the moment that everybody had been waiting for. And so once President Obama took the stage, people really were silent and respectful. There was a lot of nodding and a lot of people sort of looking at each other and sort of saying, I agree with this, I'm not sure about that. And people definitely, as you described it earlier, it was a sort of respectful hearing of what the new president had to say.
Audie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was NPR reporter Audie Cornish. She joined us from the National Mall in Washington, D.C.